This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Monday, the 20th of June, brings us around to another focus on the conversation of the day. And the good news, I didn't have any lobster yesterday, so I'm okay. There's some pictures posted on Facebook. And Victoria's first question is, do you have some lobster? Nope. There's a lobster. Remember that line from was it Bill Murray in one of those movies? There's a lobster loose or something. We have a lot of lobster stories after yesterday and a little Father's Day party they had for the family and some friends who were here. And we had a little clam bake. And there were lobsters crawling all over the place. Lobsters in the house! And so the first thing, Victoria says, well, you didn't have any lobster? No, I used to love lobster, but nope. No crustaceans for me. I'm the healthy, hearty type. All right, so let's get to the good news of the day today. It may be bridezilla season. There's a bride in Pittsburgh who wasn't thinking about herself at all when she ran into action after her wedding ceremony. She performed CPR on an unresponsive woman while she was in her wedding gown. So what's the story behind the story? Julie Stroin Nixon is her name. Somebody screamed, does anybody know CPR? It's kind of like, is there a doctor in the house? Is there a doctor on the plane? So then what happened?
It's amazing when you hear people say that, because I've never actually been in a situation where someone has yelled, is there a doctor around?
Yeah. No, I haven't either. No.
Yeah, this is interesting. The bride and groom were checking into their hotel right after their ceremony when they heard this person screaming. And Julie, the bride, is a nurse at a local ER in Pittsburgh. And she said she just took off running. She dropped her bouquet and just ran over to save this woman's life. It's amazing.
More often than not, people respond well in those circumstances. You do. I think we had an example last week of somebody saving a baby the same way. Didn't we? Wasn't
Anthony
there a story
Kiedis.
About...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kiedis, yeah. Right. So, having your wits about you, this sort of flies in the face of something that many of you may be disturbed by. I'm not trying to find a counter to the good story, but you heard perhaps the story of the deputies who were struck during the Orlando funeral procession by a woman who wasn't paying any attention at all except to what she wanted, what she needed. And you experience, you feel that there are so many people who just don't pay any attention. Karen and I were talking about this before a little bit, Victoria. This woman just tried to pass the funeral processions. Like, I'm here, I'm in a hurry, I'm more important than anything else. And this is something we bred into, I think, our society. And it isn't just women, it's men, certainly, it's people who are just so remotely disinterested in what's going on around them. It's me, me, me. I find it happens all the time when I'm moving tractors up and down the road here around the farm, going from one field to another or moving from one town to another or whatever, and you have equipment, and the tractors will normally go 20 miles an hour comfortably. And so people will come up behind you. This is a narrow country road, and posted speed limits of 20 and 25 miles an hour, blowing their horn, or they'll yell at you, and they'll scream, get off the road. And I remember not long ago somebody tried to pass me and they went off the road into a ditch. I didn't lift a finger to help them. You can say what you will, not a finger. And if that had happened in another circumstance, they would have gone with a tractor, put a chain around the car, pulled it out of the ditch, and they'd have been on their way. But there's so much of that. It's all about me. What have you both probably seen those circumstances? How have we bred people to be so thoughtless? Always about me. And in this circumstance, this was such a high visibility circumstance, the funeral in Kissimmee for a number of these people who were killed last Sunday. And this woman just blows the horn and takes off to try to get around them and knock two officers off of their motorcycles.
That's so pretty gutsy on her part. I mean, there's a police escort.
But so what is driving you to the point of feeling that this is the most important thing? What I'm doing is the most important thing, and the hell with everything else. What brings you, what drives you to have that feeling?
I have no idea. I don't know.
I can't come up with an answer to it. Yeah.
So I'm happy I'm not that way. That's all I can say. I'm happy that I am not that person.
Lesson. Yeah. Yeah. Right. They're so wrapped up in themselves. It's just, it's a lesson. It's something to think about, but not complain about. Just think about your own life, that's all. Think about what's important in your life. Not that you shouldn't be self-aware, but not self-absorbed. How's that?
Perfect.
Self-awareness is much different than self-absorption. Another good news story, though, coming up next year, 13 after the hour on Good Day.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, small boxes are just $1 when you buy five or more. Staples. Make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Let me get a sausage, egg, and cheese for sandwich.
Sure, right now they're 2 for $4, but is that how you say that?
Yeah, for sandwich.
Where I'm from, we say, cross sandwich! Try that.
Cross sandwich!
Oh, that took you 2 seconds. It took me years of practice.
I'm not you.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Right now, get 2 croissant-rich sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, at Burger King for $4. There are restrictions that apply. Preceding portion of the program brought to you by Burger King Breakfast. Good news. Last year, Americans gave $373 billion to charity. That's shattering all records. You know, I'm trying to have everybody understand the balance. Most conversation programs focus on all the bad stuff and complaining about this and that. And yeah, we have our share of bad news, especially on Monday, it seems. But then turn it around with the reality of how generous you are. This is the general state of being. The charity records that were shattered last year, mostly because, I suppose, people felt like they had a little bit more money. The economy was a little better. People's home finances have been stabilized. There isn't quite as much credit in extension. So the benefit of these foundations, corporations, individual estates that are raising money, outsetting the pace for the previous year, about 4% more than the year before, given last year to charity. And I find that to be very cool. A lot of people giving money to philanthropies, to colleges and universities, giving to small local organizations. The biggest gift last year was a bequest from a Texas businessman named John Sanitos, who left property, assets, and cash worth over $600 million to the San Antonio Foundation. That's, I don't know what the San Antonio Foundation does, but obviously it's something that this guy was moved by. Mark Zuckerberg last year made waves when he announced that he was giving away 99% of his company's stock, $45 billion, but he didn't make any commitments to nonprofits. He just said, I'm going to give away my money. And that's good for tax. You know, they're good reason to do good, but there's also a good reason for the people who are doing it because, and by the way, this is appropriate. I believe it is. This is very appropriate. The tax incentives to have people give their money to charity ought to be clear and across the board one for one, in my opinion. Instead of the government extricating money from you to give to certain charities that it approves of, which ought to be, in my mind, that's unconstitutional. How is it, there are certain things that are required, like the defense of the country, you know, those things that we feel all of us supportive of for the most part. But when it gets right down to the brass tacks of some of these things that get government assistance that you may not approve of, I may not approve of. So instead, you pick your own charity. Maybe there's an allotment. Somehow the IRS figures out you can give 1% of your money to charity, and it's all tax deductible. And then all you have to do is show us the receipts so that we know you gave the money, and we'll give you the tax deduction. Or you'll earn, sorry, I shouldn't say give. You have earned a tax deduction when you give money to certain charities. Isn't that much better?
Yeah.
Under the circumstances, wouldn't you feel better about where the money goes and you wouldn't be fussing with me? I don't want that money to go there. I don't.
Right.
I want my money to go to something that there's no controversy. As much as I support Planned Parenthood, I don't think any government money should go to it. And I've said this consistently. It shouldn't go to any charity. Just you support what you believe. And if it's an allotment that's 1% of your income, then people will do it. And charities would be so much better off, even though this is refreshing to see that so much money was given to charity last year. But maybe even more could be given to various 501c3s and charities. What do you give to charities? You
have
your time to that shelter. I know that.
I do. Yeah, I give my time, and we do give money. But the problem, though, and I think this might be an age and slash income thing. It's discouraging sometimes when you want to donate a couple hundred dollars worth of clothing to Goodwill or whatever charity you want to give your clothing to, and then they give you a receipt, and then at the end of the year you think you've done something great and you're going to get a tax break on it, and you don't because it's not, you haven't given enough. So I think that's been discouraging, and my friends and I have often talked about that. We want to give more, but there's no incentive, really, and you don't get anything back on your taxes.
So that's the thing.
You have to be in a different tax bracket and give a lot more.
Yep.
Yeah.
20 minutes past the hour here on Good Day.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Oh, This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Tell me you're trying to cure a 7-year ache. See what else your old heart can take. Boys say, when is he gonna give us some room? Girls say, God, I hope he comes back soon.
Being criticized for my clapping, Victoria. I'm always off, according to my pal Roberta Fasanelli.
You are off. I was just going to ask you, is there a reason that you're behind? Yeah, you're delayed on your clapping.
All right. Roseanne Cash, who's the daughter of Johnny Cash, Grammy Award-winning artist, has had 11 number one songs. Her latest album is called The River, and The Threat earned her 3 Grammy Awards. She has written an open letter on gun control reform. You don't have to go away with the song. Listen to it in the background. This focus after Orlando last week. The letter appeared in Billboard magazine on Friday, entitled "Are We to Live in Constant Fear?" She explains, quote, "I've participated in marches, sit-ins, concerts, and fundraisers for stricter gun laws and background checks, and so have millions of other people who are profoundly alarmed at the extreme level of gun violence in our country, and the increase in regularity of mass shootings as well. Nothing has changed. Nothing. Many people believe, like I do, there's no place in a civilized society for the military-grade assault weapons, which are invariably used in these mass shootings. Almost everybody believes, whether you love guns or not, that a convicted violent criminal, domestic abuser, or somebody who is dangerously mentally ill or would-be terrorist ought not to be able to buy any kind of gun. I can find no fault with any of the thinking in that letter that appeared in the trade magazine Billboard last. I wish, well, now that we've talked about a lot of other people are talking about it as well, it'll be more a part of the popular conversation about this. There just isn't any reason for this. There's no reason for, I'm a member, and even LaPierre said over the weekend, Wayne LaPierre, who is the vice president of the NRA, said because a lot of people, I think even Donald Trump said that if the people in the nightclub had guns, This guy wouldn't have gotten this far. Well, you don't put guns and alcohol together, and that's what LaBier basically said. You don't mix them. It's ridiculous.
Well, there was someone in the club with a gun anyways. I mean, there was a security guard who had a gun who exchanged fire, and it didn't do anything.
Stop the gun.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. I was going to say the security guard should be armed for sure.
Yeah, the security guard was. But when you go up, that's a pea shooter next to it, the kind of a gun this guy had, which brings us around to the firm belief that many people who have any common sense say there's no reason to have these guns. This kind of a gun. Have guns, have whatever guns you want, but not this. This is a military weapon that the average person, A, ought not to have, doesn't know how to use anyway.
Right. So think of all the training our military personnel has gone through.
Yes.
Just
right.
to be able to know how to use a weapon like that. Yeah.
Yes. Right. Yep. That's a good point. All right. Also in the musical news today, Jimmy Buffett used his Detroit area show this weekend to pay tribute to two of Detroit's fallen icons. He and the Coral Reefer Band played a version of Take It Easy from the Eagles, while images on the screen were of Glenn Frey. I find that the connection between a lot of these people is very interesting. In and of itself. Who was friends with whom, don't you?
Find I always that love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Behind the scenes,
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Jimmy Buffett became friendly with Glenn Frey and the Eagles as both were coming up in the Southern California rock scene during the early 70s. Often were on the same bill. And so I think that's something. And they had the same, or many similar experiences, although I don't think that Glenn Frey and the Eagles made the kind of dough that Jimmy Buffett did at the end of the day.
I don't think so.
Buffett has just been piling it away. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Learn how to hear what is really being said. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a difference between content, or the words people use, and process, or how they say those words. In other words, content are the literal words you hear a person speak, whereas process describes the emotion behind those words. For example, if I say, "You know I love you," in a mean way, you are less likely to hear the content, "I love you," and more likely to hear the anger in the tone of my voice. The more you can listen to process over content, the more you can learn how to accurately interpret what people are trying to communicate, and the less likely you'll be to get caught up or offended by the specific words others are using. Plus, when you focus on process over content, you get to avoid being reactive to the mean things others can say when they're angry. For more on how to hear what others are really saying, visit drchristianconti.com.
This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's a bit of a square, which is not to say it sits at home practicing the clarinet. This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's square on the outside and bold on the inside. A cup that dares to mix crunchy bits of Butterfinger right into its creamy, smooth, peanut buttery goodness. A cup that grabs life by the wrapper and says, "Yeah, life, give me more of your crispity, crunchity Butterfinger bits." Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Monday morning. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. We're on the track of people who give to charities, noting some of the conversation. By the way, Twitter continues with the constant conversation at Good Day Show. See some pictures of my family, my grandson, etc. for Father's Day posted at facebook.com/Good Day. Yes, there are some comments about that. Kara and Victoria have commented. It was a fun, nice circumstance. I hope you had a good Father's Day as well. We were talking about charity, and Bill writes, charity promotes inequality. No one ought to have to accept charity, but until we can find a better system of government and economics, it'll be necessary in some cases. Isn't that sad? James writes, charities are richer than they ever were. As a matter of fact, now I'm going to send you to, I think, did I posted this on my personal Facebook page, and I think Did it get posted on the on Facebook.com/Good Day? You can correct me if I'm wrong, Victoria. I posted the pink ribbon and the story about the Susan G. Komen Foundation, something that I'm extraordinarily opposed to. I find it's anathema. It really bothers me. And I was a big supporter of it for the first few years until I figured out what was going on, that 84% of the money that's raised goes to the operation and only 16% of the money goes to actual cancer research and treatment. When you get into numbers like that and you see, and then I met the sister of Susan Komen, who is an egomaniac like you wouldn't believe. It's all about her. Nothing ever about her sister. It's always her, her, her. And so when you recognize that, and I think the sister made $860,000 last year running the charity, it's that kind of abuse that wants you. That's why you need to know a lot about the charity that you're giving to, and you need to know the government ought not to be involved in supporting, because I believe there are some tax dollars that go to organizations like this, which is completely wrong. So I don't know whether you saw that post or not.
I just shared it on our show page.
You did?
Yes. So now everyone can go and see it. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
And this happens too often. I've given in the past to Wounded Warriors, and then I found out that they've got tons of corruption at the top level.
Yep.
And it's just, it's discouraging. It makes people not want to give.
Yeah, it does. One-third of these charitable donations, according to Larry, writes, were to religious institutions to pay for upkeep, buildings, employees, and religious leaders' lifestyles. None of this is charitable. You know, that's what bothers me about people like Joel Osteen. I make no secret about the fact that I'm not a fan of his. I believe in his message. I like his message, but I just don't like him. And then there are people who would say, okay, well, he's been successful. He should be able to reap the rewards. Yes, I believe that's true, but religion as a business bothers me.
Me too.
Writing books, being on television, all of those things are great and helpful. And there's nothing that says, God certainly doesn't say that we should be poor. In fact, God extols the value and virtue of abundance, which is for all of us to find and to enjoy. But there's something about guys like that that just bother me. They just bother me.
There's a smarm factor with him that I just can't get past.
A what factor?
A smarm factor. He's
smarm factor.
Yeah. There's. I just.
His
can't
message
pass
is
it
wonderful.
Him.
He has a wonderful message, but it's just the. It just seems wrapped around stuff that I don't know. We can agree and disagree. It's up to you if you want to give him money. I'll never forget being in Dallas. I happened to be visiting a radio station there a number of years ago. This is 16, probably 17 years ago, and remembering. Then all around Texas, you used to see these billboards for this minister whose name I can't remember. Good-looking guy. He was everywhere at the time. Everywhere. More than Jimmy Swaggart. I mean, this guy was everywhere. The equivalent of Joel Osteen today. And he had a program on ABC television. And he would ask for donations to keep this ministry going. So somebody did I think one of the other networks did an expose on him. They went to his office in Dallas, and they went through his dumpster and found he would say on the air, please send us your prayers along with your donations, and we'll make sure that your prayers are heard. And so this news crew went into the dumpster, and they found hundreds, thousands of letters that had never been opened. The letter was open, but the content, the prayer, was still in the envelope, never touched. The check was out, and that was it. So that was the end of that guy. And then there were other people. I remember in much earlier times in my career when I was just getting started as a pup, I think probably still a teenager, I used to go into the radio station on Sunday morning and play the tapes. At that time, we had half-hour shows that were from various religious denominations, all with a message of love and caring and, you know, passion, and this is good. You know, all this stuff is good. For the message is good. That's like I say, Osteen's message is terrific. But I remember this is a man who is a minister, and I'm trying to remember his name, and I can't. It's not important to the story. But he ran this ministry with his wife and his son. So this guy dies. And 8 years later, people find out they're still playing the same tapes of this guy asking, after his message is given, to send money to keep the ministry going so that the wife and the son can live in pretty much the lap of luxury in a tax-free... there was nothing illegal about it. It was just amusing to me, anyway, to find this guy's
dead.
They
didn't bother to try to have someone
change the tapes.
No,
just play the same things over again.
Wow.
Anyway, Mike writes the money. There's a lot of conversation, a thread of conversation here about some of the leaders of these charities and what they do with the money. I think that's really that's sort of why I would like more attention paid to, so you won't get skimmed or scammed. Probably is a better word, right? You won't get scammed. Yeah, in a moment, I would like to go through a list of some things that have been done over the weekend that are not particularly pleasant nor good. Examples of men behaving badly, with a direct question about why don't women do some of these same things. For your consideration in a matter of moments. Right now, let me consider your pillow. How well did you sleep last night? We were talking on Friday and got some response to this. The pillowcase made of silver.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Kickstarter project named Silvon, S-I-L-V-O-N, which has created a storm, not of controversy, but just people fascinating, that you could actually make thread out of silver, and you can weave this into the cloth, whether it's linen or cotton, for your pillowcase. And it keeps the bacteria, the mites and the horrible things that you see or you read about away from you and away from the bed and away from the bacteria. This is really something. When this goes public, this company is going to do very well. But what fascinates me is that how creative people can be. They can take silver and make it into the smallest little thread, and is woven into these pillowcases now. Something in the silver keeps the bad ugga-buggas, the bacteria, away from your pillow. I just find it fascinating. We are so clever. Human beings are so clever much of the time. And this adds to, doesn't take away from Mike Lindell, another clever fellow who went into the pillow business, making pillows as a contractor for some of the big companies. And then people, he would give pillows to his friends and, you know, that kind of stuff. Wow, these are great pillows. Why don't you sell them yourself? Why are you selling them in somebody else's name? Sell them yourself. So $75, $80 million later and 700 employees later, here's the MyPillow, folks. Fit to you, the kind of sleeper you are, on your backside, how big you are, small you are. MyPillow is the perfect fit, the perfect pillow for you. At night, every single night, you move the pillow around to just the right place for you, supporting your head or your neck, whatever. It's so important for you to all have a great night's rest. And don't leave it to chance. Call 800-874-8985 and get your own MyPillow. MyPillow. You pay for one, you get one free. So one for you, one for your partner. Good deal. 800-874-8985. It's a good, really good message, a compelling message. By the way, when you call 800-874-8985 and ask for the free pillow, use the promo code DS for Doug Steffen. Code DS for your free pillow. It's free. Yes, you heard right. Free, free, free. Anything that's free is worth the call. 800-874-8985. But when you realize what a great night's rest you're going to get by sleeping on these pillows, it's a fabulous deal. Fabulous pillow. Fabulous opportunity. Call 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS. Or you can go to MyPillow.com. But get the extra MyPillow free. Do it today. Do it now while you're thinking about it.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, small boxes are just $1 when you buy five or more. Staples. Make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
Waiting 30 minutes before swimming after eating is a medical myth. However, flying after diving can be a serious issue. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you why next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Flying after diving is hard to avoid. DCS, also known as the bends, is a risk, but can be managed with forethought and planning. The depth and length of your dive and the rate of ascent back to the surface play a huge role. Quickly ascending to altitude in an airplane can exacerbate the issue. And that's why you should wait a minimum of 12 hours before flying after one dive and 18 hours after multiple dives. Dive into DAN.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
All right, so the bad boys are at it again. This weekend, men behaving badly, including the man from Vanderbilt University, former football player Brandon Vandenberg, found guilty of raping an unconscious woman in his dorm room. Yet another one of these stories. These things just happen. And we can talk about them a bit. Oh, my God, isn't that awful? But it keeps going on. It keeps happening. How is it these things, they keep having this opportunity, but you don't see women, turning the sex roles around, you don't see women doing this kind of stuff. Men get drunk and they pass out. You see women dragging them off to have sex with them? I don't see that happening much, do you?
No.
No. Okay. So, what is there about men that makes this seem okay?
I don't know. It's predatorial. I don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe that's part of the, what testosterone does to you versus estrogen. Here's another example. In Oakland, California, they've had three police chiefs in the last week and a half. And why is that? Because the men of the police department are all over the prostitution rings and taking advantage of them in Oakland. Sexual misconduct up the yin-yang. So the police chief gets fired, then the assistant chief gets fired, and the acting chief gets fired. The mayor is a lady. She held a press conference yesterday. They had some strong words about the misconduct charges facing the police department. And these guys are all lining up to support one another. Hello, how do you do that and get away with it with a clean conscience? You don't see women doing this sort of thing, do you? I don't see women doing this sort of thing.
I was happy that there was a female mayor, and she put her foot down. She said, I'm running the police department, not a frat house.
The police chief in Baltimore, however, mayor, is not capable of doing the same things the mayor of Oakland is, it would appear. And here's another guy. Former talk show host John Rowland worked at WTSC in Hartford. He was governor of Connecticut, for God's sakes. He's going to prison for 2.5 years, but this is the second time he's been through the system. He spent 10 months in federal prison for fraud. Then he was elected governor again. Then he went back on the air again, and he did the same thing. Now he's going back to jail for 2.5 years.
Well, I mean, what do you expect when you do something and then people elect you again and then you get a job as a radio host again? I mean, how are you supposed to learn
from
that?
That happens so often, it seems like. Politicians.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he used his job on the radio to influence. He was getting paid hundreds of thousand dollars a year under the table by candidates. He was putting them on the air, making them sound good. He was promoting their careers, whether it was running for the Congress in Connecticut or whether it was a statewide office. These guys would pay this fella Rowland off, and they go on his radio program. This is, by the way, the number one radio station in Connecticut. It's not like it's some flea bag radio station. The only exception to men behaving badly is this woman who drove her car around a procession in Oakland. That's the only bad thing I saw a woman doing this weekend.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last 3 years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, 53 at the hour now, Tech Talk time on Good Day. In a moment, Victoria and Karen and I are going to focus in on some new rules for concert goers. For those of you who are apt to be bad at a concert, you're going to be sitting in an electric chair, and when you do things bad, you're going to get... Details coming up here on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Caught! Tense, claustrophobic, and cool. You'll be held captive by 10 Cloverfield Lane. I'm in!
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
All right, so let's get to 56 past here on Good Day. What Alicia Keys and Louis C.K. Is it Louis or is it Louis?
I think he goes with Louis. Louis C.K.
Dave Chappelle, amongst others. Adele. I remember hearing the story about Adele in Paris at a concert. There was somebody filming her show instead of just sitting there enjoying it. And she said something that was quite terse, as I recall. Listen, she's very right side of the street, if you will. That's what they call it in England when you come from basic roots. She's working class, and she sounds it sometimes. What was it last Friday? I can't say on the air what she said. To somebody.
Right. Someone accused her of using auto-tune on her record.
Right,
and,
yeah. You could suck something, according to her. All right, anyway, so what do we have? What's this new rule?
Well, this is going to be very controversial, especially as the summer concert series kick in. Alicia Keys, Dave Chappelle, and Louis C.K. are the first three major acts who are going to start banning cell phones at their concerts. Now, you're not giving up your phone, but when you check in, when they scan your ticket, you'll be handed a little neoprene pouch called Yonder, and you have to put your phone in it, and then it locks. And the only way you can unlock the pouch is when you leave the venue, you go back out to the lobby, and you tap it on a little metal disc, and then it unlocks, and then you can use your phone, make phone calls and text. Now, a lot of people think that this is a good idea because it doesn't distract anyone else who's trying to enjoy the show, like the woman who was filming at Adele's show and not actually paying attention to Adele. And some people think this is great, and other people feel it's an infringement upon their rights because they want to be able to film the show and take pictures and have memories of the concerts. There's a third argument that came up after Orlando. The massacre down there, people said having a cell phone that's readily available could mean a matter of life and death. So I understand the artists, I understand their point of view, but this is definitely going to be up for debate, and I don't really know which way this is going to go. I would feel safer if I had access to my phone for any number of reasons.
Isn't that awful?
I don't know. How would you
think about
it that
way?
You
feel, I find it that we've become so dependent on these things very distressing.
I totally see where they're coming from because I went to a concert a few weeks ago, and I mean, it was, you know, standing room only. So I'm standing halfway back. I'm not even that far from the stage. And for the first song, I couldn't even see the artist because everyone had their phones up taking video of it. Which, you know, I understand you're excited to see them. I was excited to see them too, and it would have been nice to actually see the artist instead of watching through someone's, you know, cell phone camera.
Yeah, you're watching through other people's screens. Louis C.K. has been a big proponent of leaving cell phones at the door, and this started for him.
To leave them in a big bucket and try to find them when you go.
Yeah, I know.
At the door, leave them in your car. Leave them in where are you going to leave them? Leave them in your car if it's known that that's going to be the standard. That's one thing. But if you can't. It's not like a water bottle when you go into the airport. When you can throw that away, you're not going to throw your cell phone away.
Yeah.
So,
all
right, well,
it's the beginning of an interesting conversation.
Right, that it is. And this is the end of an hour's worth of
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.